Psalm 4, verse 1 in the King James Version says, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." And of his fullness have we all received. John 1:16, I think. We all want fullness, but we don't all want what goes with it, distress. Because enlargement equals distress. For every step of enlargement you take, there will be conflict and there will be distress. We want to be developed and enlarged, but painlessly, please. There is no other stream. We're right back to the fact that the truth, when it first comes, displaces everything we thought we knew and elicits a less than positive reaction from us. We need a change of lens, but we don't like the process. God's purpose in disturbing our nest is that we might get bigger, grow on the inside, and make room for more of him. And the way he does it is through allowing conflict, difficulty, and distress in our lives. You know, somehow we just don't hear him otherwise. The soft voice doesn't penetrate, but circumstances do. He doesn't cause them, but he does use them. He allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. When he comes to us with more of himself, we present our little box marked church, all neat and tidy, and expect him to squeeze his kingdom into that. Beloved, it won't fit, that is. When he comes, he always brings something bigger than you currently have. And if you try to squeeze the new into the old, you'll have to cut the edges to get it in. And you run the risk of losing everything. No, can't do it. Like Neo, you remember him, the guy in the Matrix who was offered a blue or a red pill. He chose the red one, I believe, and promptly began to see things completely differently from the way he'd seen them before. We need a different way of seeing things. We need that red pill. He came out of the kingdom of darkness, you could say, if you see it as a parable, and saw everything in glorious light and technicolor. He saw it as it was. With us, this is incremental. God doesn't give us everything at once in pill form, little by little, but he keeps coming back with more. We go from crisis to process, remember? You can never have too much of a good thing, can you? Or can you? Sometimes what he comes with doesn't taste too palatable. It cuts across everything we've understood and are comfortable with. Remember the guy in the prison cell he called home? He didn't want to move at first either. He was so happy in his bondage. We refuse it at first. The wide open space and freedom that the kingdom holds out. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Peter again and the sheep let down three times before he got the message. He was discomforted big time. What God was asking went against everything he'd been taught. Not something, everything. But he did move his feet the third time. Don't think that God won't keep coming back until you move your feet, because he will. He won't be put off. He will just keep coming back with the same thing until you get it. Really, really get it and move. And by then you find yourself enlarged, uncomfortable, learning a new language and a new way of relating to everyone and everything round you. Normal life in the kingdom. Distress and development go together.